So amidst all the gloom and fear, with the exponential rise in the number of COVID-19 cases triggering tighter restrictions and impacting any economic recovery we could be making, Jeff Schultz, who's a senior economist at BNP Paribas South Africa, says we can't ignore a fiscal upside scenario. He joins us now with more of the detail. Jeff, thanks so much for your time this evening. So we caught up with the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kisbeter, just yesterday, and he was also positive about where things were headed. As hard as it is to believe, you agree with that stance, right? You're saying the bottom line is that higher levels of nominal growth and GDP inflation should prove to be an important boon for tax revenue over the medium term.
Yes, indeed, Alicia. Look, I mean, I think since the February budget, I think we would be wrong to say that there hasn't been a better than expected growth improvement in this economy. The recovery does seem to have beat expectations in the first half of the year, despite the fact that vaccine rollouts have been very slow, despite the fact that we've had second and now we're in the middle of our third wave of COVID infections. The data is telling us that nominal GDP growth looks to be on a higher trajectory, on a much higher trajectory this year than what we had initially anticipated, and certainly a fair bit higher than what the National Treasury had estimated back in the February budget. So we think that there are upside risks to the nominal revenue growth forecast that the Treasury gave in February, and as such, we think that the Treasury, if it can stick to its fiscal consolidation promises on expenditures, we do think that there is some scope for optimism.
Is that the key caveat here? Because as you say all of this, Jeff, it's hard not to imagine that there has to be a caveat. So what needs to happen for this reality to materialize?
Absolutely. Look, I think critically, a lot of the more positive fiscal story that we detail also rests on the National Treasury's ability to stick to its guns on the expenditure restraint that I mentioned. And so, you know, public sector wage negotiations, I think, are probably the biggest risk to this view. The gap between union demands, which is right now inflation plus 4%, and the state's proposed freeze on wages is still very, very large. We think that the National Treasury continues to hold the line on it for as long as it can. But there is some tail risk here that we have to consider, that, you know, evidence of an improved revenue performance could allow some complacency to slip into the negotiations. We, of course, are also in a local government election year. There's huge pressure on municipal finances right now. There's, you know, the third and potentially a fourth wave of COVID-19. So, you know, it's not to say that there are not significant tail risks in the system here. But critically, we need the National Treasury to stick to its fiscal consolidation promises and almost double down on the expenditure cuts that it promised back in the February budget.
You talk about a doubling down as far as reining in expenditure is concerned, Jeff. We've also got to be looking at how exactly money is being spent when it is. $16.2 billion has been put aside in contingency for COVID-related support. When you see how funds have been spent or misspent up to this point in some quarter, in some quarters, does it not taint those glasses quite a bit?
Look, I mean, I think this has been a problem historically that, you know, South Africa has not spent monies in the right means that, you know, where we should have been spending money, we haven't been spending money. I think that is critical moving forward. South Africa is not in a position like a lot of the developed world to be pushing out massive fiscal stimulus programs. You know, last year's fiscal stimulus measures that were put in place were very minimal in comparison to a lot of our developed market peers. And as a result, you know, I think we need to be able to do more with less. And critically here, you know, that 16.2 billion rand is not a lot of money, particularly if we are facing, you know, much more severe waves of the COVID crisis. So, you know, we need to be very cognizant of where we're spending money and getting as much value out of it as possible for the poor, for the economy, and for the consumer as a whole.
So cognizant of the upside potential, but also the risks that potentially sit on the horizon, Jeff, what is your emerging market strategy when it comes to how to play things from a market's perspective?
So, you know, we think that there is, you know, up to this point, there's been quite a lot of negativity priced into the South African yield curve. And, you know, we think that there is still a fair amount of value in South African government bonds, particularly the belly of the government curve, so around the sort of 2030 to 2032 maturity mark. And we think that this, if this better fiscal picture that we paint does come to fruition, we do think that there is scope for the yield curve to flatten somewhat on the basis of these better numbers. But as we say, you know, there's a lot of risk still in the system here. We'll have to see how we come out of this third wave. We'll have to see if the Treasury can critically stick to things like public sector wage freezes. If we can do all that and get all that right, then I think there is certainly scope or value we see in the bond market right now.
And that's a very big if that everyone's got their eyes on. Jeff, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Jeff Schultz is Senior Economist at BNP Paribas, South Africa.